Good evening and welcome to Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Tom Lounges and this is Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. Well, tonight she's just flown in from Seattle, Washington to guest in studio. I'm talking about R&B singer, songwriter, performer Shauna Stewart. Shauna's going to be discussing her career and projects and will debut her new single here in Chicagoland called Runaround Girl. Joining her in studio will be Gene Stewart, the CEO and president of Bound for Glory Music, which currently represents Shauna. We'll also have Dan Porter joining us later. Although best known as members of the Spaniels, Gene and Dan have a new project. We'll showcase that as well. So stay with me. It's all about music next. To you, I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time for another edition of Midwest Beats. This program, as you know, is all about music and the people who make it. We've got a variety of guests with us tonight. An old friend, Gene Stewart, is here. Gene is the CEO and president of Bound for Glory Music Productions, and he's brought with him one of his artists, Shauna Stewart, who is out of Seattle, Washington. In fact, she flew in, and boy, are her arms tired. No, that's a horrible joke. Why did I say that? Anyway, Shauna's going to join us. She's got a debut single we're gonna have here on the air, Runaround Girl, that no one has heard here in Chicagoland yet on the radio. We're going to debut it. Dan Porter will not be able to make it in studio, but we will have him online. And of course, Gene and Dan are members of the Spaniels, but they've got another project that's coming together. In fact, we're going to play something right now that will give you a little clue as to what that project might be.
Send me, darling, you.
Darling, you send me. Honest you do. I wouldn't lie. That's my in-studio guest, Gene Stewart, an old song recorded by Sam Cooke. Tom Lounge is here with Midwest Beats on Lakeshore Public Radio. Thank you for supporting public radio and tuning in tonight. Sam Cooke, I told you that song would introduce you to a new project, and that project is fairly new. Gene Stewart has been performing the music of Sam Cooke as a member of the Spaniels for years and a member of the Soul Stirrers, who, of course, were Sam Cooke's backup band for a long, long time. And Gene, you are now branching out and going with a solo career in addition to doing the Spaniels and the Soul Stirrers. Tell us about that.
Well, the first one is, of course, the tribute to Sam Cooke, and which I'm having a lot of fun doing. And I'm also working on a project called Ram in the Bush. That's a spiritual
Ram album. In the Bush.
Ram in the Bush. That's the name of it. And that's... We hope to release that the first week in November.
Okay. Now, working with you on the Sam Cooke project is Dan Porter, another member of the Spaniels.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan, you're with us on phone, correct? Can you hear me?
Good evening, yes. I can hear you very well.
Hi, Dan. I wish you could have been here tonight. We were hoping to have you guys harmonize in studio. We're going to make Gene do it all by his lonesome.
Yeah, right.
He can do it. He's an expert.
Now, you guys have been performing a long time as the Spaniels. What's the gist, either of you can answer this, on the Sam Cooke project? How are you going to do that?
Well, we're going to collaborate mostly, you know, because there's some. He used to do it, too.
Okay.
So and that's a big help to me.
We're going to have double your pleasure.
Yeah.
Double your pleasure, double your fun. So what songs, I mean, is there, obviously you're going to do certain songs each. How do you determine who sings what song?
Well, it depends on what songs that he's been doing, like Twisting the Night Away. He
told me that
he used to do. And we can do Bringing On Home to Me Together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, when I can get the rest, he comes out and do it. And then he goes in, I'm coming out. You know, so
who does Another Saturday Night? That's what I want to know.
Might be both of us. Another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got
love
some
that
money.
Song.
Yeah, that's a bad song.
That is
right
one of my
there.
Favorites.
Yeah. How I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way.
There
yeah.
you go.
So Dan, where are you tonight? What are you doing?
Well, actually, I was supposed to rehearse with Spaniels, but they canceled out because I didn't have all personnel. And so I had so much work, I had to get back to the office. Kind of slipped my mind. It would have been great to be down there with you guys, maybe on another evening.
Oh, definitely.
Well, we could do that stuff together.
Maybe we can figure out when Sam's birthday is. We can have you guys come down here and do a Sam Cooke tribute.
That's
we'll
nice
do that. Oh, play yeah, some
that'd
records.
Be, that'd be safe.
Do
yeah.
some live stuff.
Yeah, that'd be
so,
nice.
So what is the agenda here as far as the Sam Cooke show? Do you have a launch date when you guys are ready to start taking on the road? Is it going to be the tracks? Is it going to be with a band? What's the storyline?
It's going to be a little both, really. But I want to start out probably doing the tracks first. I got a band in mind that's interested, you know. But it starts sometime next year. Right now, we're just developing, getting all the the equipment mm-hmm. that we need, and I get the schedule with places, you know, working along with Larry and Derek. Now, you know him, mm-hmm. pastor out there. We be working together too. So it's coming along. It's coming along. But I'm looking at next year, really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Dan, what got you involved in Sam Cooke, and when were you doing his music?
Well, you know, funny thing is, me and Gene have been singing together with the Spaniels, but we always enjoy singing with each other, singing background, singing harmonies, and taking turns singing lead. You know, we always vibe off each other and admire each other's work and vocal ability. I actually started singing Sam Cooke melodies back with my group Vocal Point, doing a lot of live stuff and a lot of acapella stuff down in the downtown venues. We would get lunchtime gigs and put the people lunchtime as they walk through downtown, and also gigs around the city. So I actually had been singing Sam Cooke for a little while, and we had a little acapella melody that we used to do, and we integrated Chain Gang and the other melodies with that, and you know, it was just a collaboration. So me and Gene just were very fond of Sam Cooke, and I was always so fond of the way that Gene was able to perform those Sam Cooke tunes, and it was just a natural bond. We just connected right away, our liking to Sam Cooke.
Very good. Now, are you still with Vocal Point, the group you mentioned?
Yeah, you know, we're actually, and as a matter of fact, Gene was talking about bringing us in and recording stuff for us as well. We got a Christmas CD that's been out a while, and mm-hmm. we're trying to finish up a jazz CD that we've been working on for quite a while. The two female singers in the group Vocal Point, Mae Cohen and Diane Madison, they actually sing background for Aretha Franklin, so it's been kind of difficult because they've been out on the road a lot, also working independently. They do a lot of studio work and vocal work with different artists, and so it's been kind of a challenge schedule wise. But mm-hmm. we're still considering ourselves a group, and we want to just finish that CD, and we'll come down and sit with you in the studio and sing and listen to some of the tracks once it's all done.
Would love to do that. In fact, maybe we can do something with you guys if at least most of you are available to do like a Christmas show.
Sure.
You mentioned a Christmas mm-hmm. album. We can play a couple cuts off the CD. Have you guys do a couple of carols together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like we did that day with the Spaniels back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we could do that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So we'd have a ball doing that. Look forward mm-hmm. to it.
Certainly would. On the phone with us, if you just tuned in, we've got Dan Porter, we've got Gene Stewart in the studio, and this lovely lady sitting next to Gene, Shauna Stewart, who just came in from Seattle, Washington. Shauna, how did you meet Gene? Now, you're signed to his company, Bound for Glory Music Productions, and working together. So how did you two meet, and what's going on as far as the new project?
Well, I met Gene in Seattle when he was there performing with Stormy Weather, another group that he performs mm-hmm. with, and we just struck up a conversation, and it went from there. And it was very interesting because we were able to, I guess, as you say, musicians collaborate together mm-hmm. quickly. So it was about recognizing each other and what our goals were. And, you know, we discussed, at that time he was starting with Bound for Glory. Bound for Glory was already titled. And there was things that was needing to be organizationally put mm-hmm. together, and I have a great deal of business ingenuity, I guess you would
say.
And so we were able to make that collaboration and network together to do so. And then, you know, just being talking about music and fellow artists, and then, you know, I shared with him my ideas that I had, and so we were able to put a really good thing together, and there we started to work with to help Bound for Glory to get on the map and to grow. And he calls it Bound for Glory more than I do, but I call it BFG. So so it kind of works together. But I one of the things that struck me up with Gene was Bound for Glory, and he always says, and the BFG stands for Bound for Greatness.
So I like that.
Yeah, I did too. So how could you not want to be a part of that?
Now, have you met Dan already?
I have not. I was so hoping. Dan, you hurt my feelings.
Oh.
He is a lady heartbreaker, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I've heard great, wonderful things about you, Dan. I was so looking forward to meeting you. I know most of the other of the Spaniels, and so I was very looking forward to meeting you, Dan. So I'm not flapping my arms again, so I'll have to wait till on another time.
Now, how long will you be here from visiting?
I'm here a week.
A week?
Yes, I'm here a week. Tomorrow we go to Berrien Springs mm-hmm. to do yet another thing that Bound for Glory does, which is
the Gene Stewart Show.
Yes. So we're going to do a taping for that, and that's pretty exciting to get to do. And it's been just to watch Bound for Glory grow and to be able to be a part of that mm-hmm. has just been a terrific honor.
So you started out doing the business side. Now you're one of the artists as well.
Well, that was our agreement.
Okay.
We had an agreement. She was a big, big, big help and a blessing. See, when my father passed, he was going to do all the work as far as mm-hmm. contracts. And I didn't know how to do that, but for some reason, Lord put me and her together, and she knows she has the gift of doing that business.
Mm-hmm.
So she put all the contracts together that I need for the company, and able for me to sign other artists is when I'm ready, you know.
Right.
And do CD and DVD duplications for people.
Now, Dan had mentioned doing something with Vocal Point. Do you have anything on the calendar yet?
Not exactly on this gender, because I was hoping they would still be together. Because they are really a group that needs to be in here, really.
And all together at once.
They are bad. I was looking for him for a long time because I used to be in Chicago and go to the disc jockey's night pool.
Mm-hmm.
And their record came up when I was there, and they kept playing. I said, who is this group? And it was like a whole year, man. All of a sudden, I'm sitting in with him, and he mentioned Vocal Point. I said, excuse me? I said, Vocal Point? Didn't I, Dan? I said, man, I had a fit, man. And they have the most unique, they mind you so much, but between Manhattan Transfer and Fifth Dimensions, like together to me.
Right.
And I just got my attention. I said, man, we got to do something together.
Okay, I might fly back.
There you go. Now, the Christmas album, Dan, when did that come out from Vocal Point?
That album's been out a while, at least about 10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
We worked on that 10 years ago, and we released it out in Chicago with an attorney that was representing the group at that time. We had a CD release party and everything and built up a little momentum, and then things got real hectic and busy. You know, everybody started working. The girls were working with Aretha, so we kind of broke off from it. But it's been out quite a while, and it's got some nice harmonies on there. It's got a remake of a couple of Donald Byrd tunes, and it's got some nice harmonies in there. You know, that's what we pride ourselves on, jazz harmonies and different things like that. But we got to get you a copy down there and
I'd love to hear that. And if it's 10 years old, we definitely need to get you back in the studio. It's overdue for a new album.
Right.
Definitely. Dominoes is the remake on that separate CD. We did also a remake of Dominoes, and we did a couple of Steppers tunes that were real popular out on the Stepping Set. Payback is a Dog, we remade that. So we kind of had on the scene for a while, but things kind of fizzled out. But we're looking forward to seeing it back up.
Okay. We've got, as I mentioned, if you just tuned in, we've got Shauna Stewart here from Seattle, Washington. She is a client of Gene Stewart, Bound for Glory Music Productions. Dan Porter is with us as well. And we're going to play a new single. This is the first time that we've ever played it. And I believe it's the first time it's ever been played in Chicago on the radio.
It is. This is the first time here in this area, and since Bound for Glory is here, well, how appropriate, and I'm so honored that you've given us the opportunity to do so.
Well, I've been playing this song a lot. It's very catchy, and I didn't know what to expect because you are a female vocalist, and there's a male rapper on here, and it's kind of a unique melding of styles. And it comes with a video, too, that you guys gave me. I don't know if the video's been released. Is a video online?
No.
No, nothing has been released.
So I'm privy to that privately.
Yes, you are. They're waiting for it though. It's interesting how it came out because it actually started way different than it comes out. But you know that's the way they always do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my vision and Gene had his musical vision to it, and we came together, and this is what we. It took a while. Woo-wee.
Well, we're going to listen to it now. This is the brand new single, debuting it in Chicagoland in the Midwest. This is Run Around Girl.
Cha-cha, my vanilla ice. Ooh, so very, very nice. You're so crazy. That's a lot. They cha-cha.
Look at that girl, so smart, so sexy. She'll make you look twice, she's so full of life. She's a mother, a sister. Look out, mister, approach her the wrong way. She might have to dismiss you. No time for stress, no worries, no strife. Always on the go, on the freeways of life. Thought I had a beat, but the girl was much faster. Run around, girl, I call her the track master. Check it, she's an exec, even a technician. Got a tall stature, but with perfect dimensions. So full of praise, fellas asking for a taste. Always in control, pilot seemed like an ace. You never know, she ran her own show. Run around, girl, never stop, always go. You're all good if you get her in your world. Keep your cardio tight, cause she's that run around girl. In the back of her mind, she's got contacts to me. She's fast but smooth, always on the move. While maintaining the groove, she stops the whole room. A sister, a mother, watch out, brother. Spitting the right game, she might make you her lover. So if you ever get this girl in your world, keep your cardio tight, cause she's that runaround girl.
Cha-cha, like the vanilla ice. Ooh, what a spice. Warm inside, cold inside. Ooh, they run around.
Is it true, Shauna? Are you a runaround girl?
Well, I am. See, I'm here, right?
Runaround Girl, brand new music, debuting it here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. And obviously, you're not doing the rapping in that. It's a guy named Tez.
Yes.
Now, how did this whole thing come together? You were mentioning off air that you were originally planning to rap on it.
I was originally, and then when we started a collaboration on it, Gina had an idea to change it up a little, and so that's where, you know, I always say that's where you get with your producers, and your idea becomes everybody's idea, and now we've got a big idea.
Mm-hmm.
So but it was actually a great idea, and I always just want to give a great, you know, shout out to Tez. He did a fabulous job on taking this, and bless his heart, when we did the video, it's really odd the way that came together because it was shot at so many different times.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tez was in the – I wasn't so much in the cold. I had the greatest time on doing mine. He was in the cold. And so I said, you know what, dedication. And I just so appreciate him. He did a fabulous job for me, and I am so thankful for him. I will always be grateful.
Dan Porter on the phone with us. Were you able to hear it on the phone?
Yeah, heard it. Nice tune, very nice.
We have some male background vocal in there, and I'm assuming, Gene, that's you?
Yes, sir. That's me doing all the vocal in the background.
You and Shauna harmonizing over. Well, he raps over you, and then Shauna comes back. Only you?
Right, back. It's on me doing the background vocal.
Okay.
And then there's tracks for her to do some parts, and then Tez did the rap, you know, so.
I'm not really a rap fan, but that isn't really like a rap song to
it's
me.
It's different.
It's
so
got
different.
A dusty feel.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like an old Manhattan's kind of thing or something, right. You know, yeah. Or dramatics. Mm-hmm. It's got that old school thing with a little rap on top.
That's what impressed me about him.
I like that.
He got my attention since he was so clear to tell the story about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, just let this flow. Let it flow like you talking, you telling the story about this woman. You know, and he said, I want to make so that she's a businesswoman. That's why I want.
Mm-hmm.
I
want. She's a mother and a sister and a this and a that.
Yeah. So it's fun.
Well, part of that story with that is, and that goes back to another subject. You know, you said we were going to talk about, but there's my message in this song is truly about women. You know how you meet women in different walks of life. You're going to meet them, as the song says, in circles of life. Okay, so you're going to see them in different aspects of their daily life. But every woman, no matter who she is somebody's mother, sister, daughter, lover, but she deserves to be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the positive message I'm putting out. Just because she's beautiful and you see her out there, she deserves respect.
That's true. You always got to think that, like you said, that is someone's daughter or mother.
Exactly.
Could be your mother or your daughter. That's right. You'd want them respected.
Right. And because, you know, there's so much out there, you know. And people...
And in rap, it's so negative. That's why this is a different flip of the coin, so to speak.
Yes.
It's a rap song that respects women.
Yes. And that's very much, you know, the message that we're sending is that it's a positive.
You wrote
message.
It.
I did.
How long did it take you to write this?
Well, that's a story. You want it?
Sure.
Okay, you're the first to get it. It was on a Friday morning, and I was in Seattle, and my daughter called me. And she said, I said, where are you at? She said, I'm at Starbucks. I said, you're at Starbucks? She goes, yeah. I'm getting the kids their chocolate. And I said, oh, okay. I hung up the phone, and the words just started coming to me. So it took me all of about 15 minutes to write it.
Wow.
But that's how I write. I don't get up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to go write a song today. Mm-hmm. It's inspired, and it just bubbles up from inside of me, and I can't write fast enough to get the words down usually.
What's the game plan? Gene, maybe you can chime in on this. As far as future singles, putting this together as an album project. You write. Dan, yeah. You write too, correct?
I sure do, yeah, right, and produce as well. And me and Gene have been talking about getting into the studio for the longest, and I know he's been wrapped up in his project and getting everything squared away and off the ground. But that's one of our future plans, is to go in and collaborate on some material and sing, you know, write and produce some of the originals that I've written as well as he has written as well.
Because you've got such a bank of wonderful songs here, and with Shauna's voice and her input, I think you guys could come up with something pretty brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I have in mind have some songs done for her, some tracks.
We got to get her some frequent flyer miles first, so she can come here more often.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, save those arms.
That's right.
we'll work that out. But I got some ideas for an album project.
Okay.
And
now this sounds like a challenge, actually.
Well, I think it should be. I think you need to set, the best way to get things done is to set a date, set a time.
Right.
We're going to have it done by X date. Mm-hmm. And then you have to push yourself. You can't procrastinate anymore.
That's true. That's true. You got to do that.
I think we all tend to do that.
Yes, that is so true.
Now, the single is done in here. We have the advance on it. Now, how are you marketing this? Is it already released somehow? Is it on Amazon? Can people buy it? How do they get this?
Not yet.
What are you waiting for?
Well, it's that date. See, we're waiting on that date. What it is that we're taking it to the radio first. So this is the second radio station that it's actually receiving airplay.
Mm-hmm.
And from here, it'll go to Mississippi. And then after Mississippi, it'll go to Texas. And then from Texas, it'll go straight to CD Baby. And so we're still in the process. I'm in the process of still getting it onto CD Baby. Mm-hmm. So, there, you know, there's a little bit of work going on with that. And it's getting there. It's almost done. So I would say after the first of the year, it'll be fully released to the world.
Now, are you performing at all, Shauna, at this time? Any live dates?
I'm not right now. I haven't since I left Seattle and started this project.
Okay.
I used to perform every weekend, and I was with Vance Newton Group, and we did, it was a James Brown tribute group. And so,
jump back, kiss
that's
yourself.
It. Yeah,
right.
Funk. I'm a funkster. I gotta admit.
I love funk.
So, So no, I've been actually, like I tell Gene, you just tucked me away. You know, I've been exiled, but it's okay because you know there's a lot of business things that has to come about,
mm-hmm.
and so I've been handling the majority of all the business behind it. So it's moving along.
Well, we definitely want to hear more stuff coming forth from this, and maybe you can bring her out as a special guest with the Sam Cooke project and some of the stuff you and Dan are doing together.
Why not? Yeah.
Kind of like the Motown family was, mm-hmm. you know, everybody kind of worked together behind the scenes,
right.
sitting in with each other, doing stuff like that.
Anything
background vocals.
Representing Bound for Glory, that's what it's all about, you know, artists. Is, I might get Mr. Dan to sign over to me.
Sign on the dotted line.
Yes, sir. I love working with him.
Just don't do it at the crossroads.
There you go.
I'm going there. When I go to Mississippi, I'm going there with the right frame of mind.
Okay.
But, you know, it's one of those milestones. It's one of those places you want to see. So I've got it on my agenda. I'm going to go at least see it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they say there's two of them. And I didn't know that until I read the story on it. And so they said there's one about another 100 miles from where they say the original was. But I'm like, okay, I'm only going to
How could he
one.
Sell his soul twice? He only had one.
That's what I said. But you know what? If you read, like, it was in this guide I read. It was a Southwestern guide. And they were like, they actually have deemed two locations for it. And
wow.
I thought the same thing you did. But,
that's
you know, I said,
strange.
I'm only going to one. One's enough, right?
Yeah, one's enough. So, so what do you guys got next going on as far as when you leave here? You mentioned you're going to Niles, is it?
We are, yes.
And that's going to be to record, a pre-record radio?
No, TV, really.
TV.
Oh, TV. Okay.
TV, yes.
Yeah, WNIT is letting me have my own show where I can bring on different artists.
Now, is that public television?
That's public, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And,
support
and,
public television.
Derek Cromwell is, mm-hmm. is my co-host.
Now, Shauna, you're going to be on the show. How mm-hmm. long is the show, Gene?
I say we have 28 minutes, really.
Okay.
28 minutes, and so a half an hour like that. Yeah.
You know, go ahead.
I was just saying you got to give those sponsors their time, you know. We mm-hmm. love them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love sponsors.
Necessary evil. It's our very own crossroads to bear. Gino, you promised to sing a song live tonight, mm-hmm. and we got about 25 minutes left, something like that. So why don't we, what do you want to do?
I want to do Cupid.
You want to do Cupid?
Yeah, I'm going to do a little bit.
For all those romantics out there listening on the Lakeshore Public Radio, we've got Gene Stewart, who is going to be doing this full-time Sam Cooke tribute, and we're going to put him on the spot right now. Are you going to be able to harmonize or no?
If you want to.
We'll see.
Okay.
I won't pretend. Jump in there, Dan.
All right. Yeah. There you go, Dan. Long distance harmony.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. It's Gene Stewart.
Cupid, draw back your bow and admit your arrow. Go straight into my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist. And this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me. Nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, Cupid, don't you hear me? I'm calling, I need you. Cupid, help me, I need you. I love you, I want you, I need you.
Wow, awesome. Always
sweet. Put you on the spot and you delivered.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now, if you just joined us once again, Gene not only sings with the Spaniels, has his own projects and Bound for Glory and handling some of the work with Shauna on her career, but he is a member of one of the most famous gospel groups in the land, and that is the Soul Stirrers, who were Sam Cooke's actual band back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
And Willie Rogers, he's way up there in years. Yeah. But what a voice he's still got. 82 years old. Now, you work with him on a regular basis.
Regular.
And how often are the Soul Stirrers performing? Now, you're going to be part of that doo-wop show at the Star, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll be
there. So that's coming up on the 20th, I think.
20th, right. And they ain't doing too much right now, but we still together. And so we always get calls. When we get the calls, we be gone, you know. Mm-hmm. But we... most of us doing our own projects. You know, Ben Odom's doing his project. He's the manager of the Soul Stirrers. And Willie, he's got a solo record out. It was really good, you know. And it's been played around Mississippi, Virginia, around Paris.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long has that been out?
It's been out since last year.
Okay.
Beginning of last year.
I don't think I have it.
I think you do.
No, I don't
you
think
don't
I
have
do.
It? Oh, I'll make sure you get one, Dan.
Okay, I got a Soul Stirrer record, and I got a couple other things, but I don't think I have his solo.
And his solo record is nice. It's nice. It's decent. You know, he's mostly on the traditional contemporary style. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's all Willie Rogers.
Right.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Soul Stirrers are a gospel band. Do they do any contemporary music yet? Do they do any of Sam stuff as far as the hits?
The group itself don't.
Okay.
You know, but Sam set it up since he went secular. You know, they was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Through him, that's what happened. Yeah. So they never, but they, you know, they did back Sam.
Right.
She was only 16, and I'm in a sad mood tonight. Oh, that Soul Stirrers behind him.
Right.
You know.
So. Wow.
Yes, sir. I heard you.
Yeah, you just taught me something there, didn't I? That's right.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Nice tune.
Yeah, they made that little money. You know, Sam had jumped into producing then. You know, the Womack brothers and all them. Mm-hmm. You know, he did some good stuff. Everything he touched was gold.
Sam had probably one of the purest voices in R&B.
So, yeah.
He was like warm maple syrup.
Yes, sir. That's what got my attention.
You know, if there was anyone even close to Sam, it was probably Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think Sam is the number one when it comes to smooth, you know, rip your heart out kind of vocals.
Yes, he will.
Now, Dan, are you involved in any way with gospel music? Does gospel play a big part in your career?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was raised on gospel. And, you know, the funny thing is I've been singing with Bill for a long time, a lot of the gospel stuff. We actually had a gospel unit for a while comprised of myself, Billy Shelton, my dad, Don Porter, and the May Cohen, the female vocalist in Vocal Point. We sang together for a while and called ourselves the Golden Rod, the Golden Tones. The Golden Tones. Bill was in so many different groups. He said, I'll call this group the Golden Tones. And we actually rehearsed for a while. We did some performances at the Salem Baptist Church of Chicago on the south side of Chicago there, right off of the Bishop Ford and some other churches as well. So I was kind of raised on that. I actually taught by Bill. Bill's been around a long time. He actually taught myself growing up with his son, Teddy. As he taught his son to play the guitar, we also learned those spirituals. So that's a big part of our heritage and our background.
Hmm. I love gospel music. That was where I started in radio, was doing black gospel. Wanted to be a rock and roller, but wasn't meant to be for a while. They said, you got to go back to school and learn where rock and roll came from. And blessed I was, because I learned so much about black music, about blues, about jazz, about New Orleans.
I mean, like this stuff.
If you don't know the history, you can't appreciate the music fully.
Right. That's right.
And Shauna, are you from a gospel background at all?
I am, yes.
I kind of suspected that.
Yes, I think that's the one thing that, you know, I would almost venture to say most musicians, they come from a gospel background. I haven't met too many that haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, by all means. I started, actually that's kind of where I started my career. I started singing with a gospel touring group when I was 13. So I actually started touring when I was 13 years old.
Wow.
And
Where are you from? You have a little southern thing going there. I can't quite place where it's from.
I'm from Texas originally, and so I've been recently in Texas quite a lot. For about the past 2 years, I've been back and forth between Seattle and Texas. And Texas is where I'm a native of Texas, but I've spent most of my time out of Texas. So it's been different going back.
When you go back, you suddenly get a little more of the accent back. I know that's the case with a lot of folks. But Seattle has its own accent.
It does. So it does. And there's nothing. You know, I said, it took me forever to learn to love Seattle. I mean, it just really, I used to cry. My teardrops were as big as the raindrops.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I left, I was loving it. Now I had to get reunited again with Texas. And that's been, it's been nice.
Wow. Shauna Stewart is our guest. Tez is the rapper on that song we heard earlier,
yes.
Run Around Girl. The song will be is being worked at radio. It'll be out soon for purchase. When are you going to release it for purchase to the public?
My guess is it's going to probably release Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And that's been a February 14th has kind of been our date with Run Around Girl. From day one, I think, from when we started saying, okay, well, it's going to release February 14th. And then it's going to release in the next one.
Amazon, all of them?
It will be on all of them, yes. Yes, most definitely.
And one of the things that's unique about this, as you mentioned, it's a pro-woman song, an empowerment song, a song about respecting women of all ages and styles and genres and locations. But you're dedicating some of the proceeds from this to a very worthy cause, and that is to fight human trafficking.
Yes, now, for human trafficking.
From Texas, that is a problem. There's a lot of that across the border, which makes me understand now where your connection to that might have come from.
Well, my connection actually didn't come from Texas, but that may be why God's placed me back there.
Okay.
I'm approached every day with more and more information about what is going on in the Texas border areas. And yes, it is tremendous. How I got involved with human trafficking was when I was in Seattle, human trafficking awareness.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, dealing with it, we cut that short, but that's very important to make sure that people understand, no, we're on the good end.
Okay.
So I got involved with it in Seattle, and I was blessed to work with a group of people that we started in our area. And someone, well, we went to a conference, and we recognized the need. And there was a huge, huge happening in the Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Canada area because of I-5 being a corridor.
Mm-hmm.
So the community I lived in, which was Kitsap County at the time, and we got together and made an 8-member round table. And so it was a group of organization of several different people. And we got into creating this community awareness. So we went countywide. Then, of course, Linda, I'm sure you've probably heard of her, Linda Smith with Shared Hope International.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's the biggest group going. And I'm also, I'm a member. I help to support her. In fact, I talked with her by email and let her know I was coming on your show. And I said, well, is there anything, you know, that I can say for you? And, you know, she just said, just keep our cause going. So,
is there a website or somewhere that people can go to get more information, get involved?
There is. And I would really recommend that you go and connect with Shared Hope International. And I believe it's www.sharedhopeinternational.com.
Okay.
And, you know, that organization has been around probably from day one when awareness programs began. And Linda just does a fabulous job. So I would recommend anyone to go and see what she's doing. She's got a great website. Everything's current. And it's very hard to get current information.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did a real small presentation in Texas, and I'm researching all the information, and I'm getting very little updated. Everything's 2014, 2016. We're getting it late, mm-hmm. I guess, is always a kind of a deterrent. But yes, it's still a need. We are making headway, so it is going down. But, you know, it's still going to be an ongoing situation, and we see it every day. You know, we see the Amber Alerts, we see the alerts on,
right.
On my Facebook, if anyone see, and I'm connected on Facebook with, Shared Hope International. And so if anyone, you know, if they send us something or tell us, we go and research it and we put it out there right away to try to, you know, make as many people aware as possible that there is a problem. And we're here to try to help it. And so we do what we can.
I'm on your Facebook right now. I'm looking here. And
I have two.
I see the one. I see the one. It's got you at Michael Jackson's house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's, well.
You made a little pilgrimage to go see MJ.
Yes. Hey, that was part of the time I spent here. So I enjoyed it.
All right. So again, if you purchase this record, a portion is going to help out with human trafficking, and it's just a good song, "Runaround Girl." And Tez is a local Chicago guy.
He is.
Will you be working future things with him?
I would love to. I keep trying to talk him into it. I'd love to. He has a family, so you know. I believe one day he'll come around.
All right.
Yeah, I talk with him.
Are you going to sign him to Bound for Glory?
I hope so. If he wants it, I tell him, I say, it's up to you, you know, to take it more further. And he has a talent. He has talent to rap, and I wish I didn't know that. He's my son-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, I gave him an opportunity because he said, I can do it.
Didn't know he could do it?
I didn't know he could do it. His wife didn't know he was that good.
Wow.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said, well, just be you, man. He said.
I've got a song queued up here. It's one of my favorites that goes back to the Soul Stirrers and Sam Cooke. And, of course, Willie Rogers has sung it live on the show in the past. And this is Gene Stewart's version. It's we're going to come back and say goodbye real quick to our guests. But this is Gene doing A Change Is Gonna Come.
In a little tent and woe. Mr. River, I've been a running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming. I know
my change's gonna come.
My change's gonna come.
Change Gonna Come. That's my in-studio guest, Gene Stewart, an old song written by Sam Cooke, recorded multiple times by lots of folks. And I don't think anyone does it better than the Soul Stirrers, and you did a great version of it there.
Yeah. Oh, Willie. That's Willie. Willie was the one that introduced it, really.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Because Sam, you know, he passed. He was never able to sing it, or he recorded it, but never sung it in front of nobody.
Wow.
Willie came along and introduced it.
Gene Stewart has been my guest, along with Dan Porter. Dan on the phone with us. Dan, thank you for being with us and hanging out with us.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.
Definitely want to get Vocal Point, your group, in here as soon as we can. And also, try to get me the Christmas CD as soon as you can so we can maybe play a couple cuts. I'd love to do a Christmas show and have you guys join us and sing some songs together.
Fantastic. Will do.
Shauna Stewart in from Seattle here for just a little while longer. You're going to be at Niles next.
Yes, we'll be at Niles tomorrow, and there'll be a signing in where they can come and purchase meet and greet at Third Street Pizza in downtown Niles tomorrow from 6 to 8. Thursday.
Thursday. All right. Gene, thank you for joining us. As always, a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Tom, so much. And thanks to the station. Appreciate you.
Support Public Radio. This is Midwest Beat. I'm Tom Lounges, and I'm out of here. Adios, everybody.